This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy explains what obedience and eavesdropping have in common. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
10 years ago, my wife and I visited the radio studios of the Back to the Bible broadcast in the nation of Sri Lanka. A man named Alistair Perkins, a sound engineer from New Zealand, had moved to Sri Lanka with his wife and daughter to build the studios. From there, they would be able to broadcast the gospel message all over that part of the world. The studios were very nice. They used a variety of materials and a rainbow of colors to produce a beautiful building. But Alistair, being the sound engineer, kept mentioning the acoustics of the studio. The acoustics in each of the studios were perfect. If a man sat at a desk and talked, his voice went out over the airways without distortion or a flaw of any kind. And if a 30-voice choir sang in one of the studios, the sound was perfect. Alistair wanted the message of the gospel to be transmitted without any distortion. How interesting, I thought, that the word for obedience in the New Testament comes from the Greek word akouo, which means to hear. The picture is clear. After a person hears clearly and understands the commands of God, he or she must obey. Now, it's helpful to note that in ancient Greece, there were two forms of Greek used. One was the language of the common man, from which we get our biblical Greek. The other was the Greek used by the poets and the writers, more of a formal language. In this secular Greek, the word akouo was the root word for an eavesdropper, a person standing at the door, listening intently, trying to block out all other sounds so that what was being said behind the door could be heard and acted upon. Psalm 78 brings out the truth. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Notice that. When God calls us to obey His word, He commands us to give ear to His words. But more than that, He wants us to incline our ears to His word, to listen intently, block out all other voices that clamor for our attention, and hear and obey His voice alone. Friend, ask the Lord for a listening ear and a heart that obeys His word. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.